All right, let's talk about the 62nd Mardi Gras in Loxton. Gee, there's a stack of things happening. Where do we start? Where do you want to start?
Well, I'll start by saying we've got a weekend packed with activity, and it's a carnival weekend, really.
It
starts Friday night. We've got the SA Scouts are putting on this fabulous movie.
So you just come down on the lawn, and watch the movie. It's a great night.
Yeah, and the weather will be great, I'm sure. Let's hope.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we get started quite early from 9 o'clock. The street will be shut off from 8:30, so it's a lovely, safe place till 2. And action-packed. There's food and craft stalls and, like, food you wouldn't believe. We've got everything, the service clubs, Rotary Lions, Apex, they'll all be there providing their beautiful stuff. And as well as that, there's Italian food and Thai food.
Mm. Yeah. What's your favourite?
Oh, I love food.
Yeah, okay, good answer. Can't upset anyone by saying that, can you? No, good answer.
I'll have anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. And of course the drinks, the great variety of drinks for kids and adults, slushies and ice cream,
something for
strawberries,
everybody.
Donuts, pancakes, all that as well. And then the stalls, they'll be getting going. And we've got a wonderful array of stuff this year. We've got stuff like... there's giftware, homecraft, women's summer fashions, health products, perfume, jewellery and everything along those lines. And for kids, we've got great things happening, face painting, castle jumping, and there'll be children's clothing stalls. And there's free art for the kids. So, you know, the stuff all the time happening. And the local shops will be open as well. So the whole precinct will be one buzzing activity. So, and then, of course, as the time moves on, there'll be music too. At from 10, the Riverland Brass Band will be playing in the Rotunda. And then at 11:15, the mayor will open the parade.
Festivities? Yeah, the parade, The parade's huge, isn't it?
Yes, there'll be at least 60 floats, and we're really encouraging people to pick up on the theme of Showtime.
Yeah.
We've chosen that because the Loxton Show is 100 years this year.
Yeah.
And also chance to show their business, show whatever they like.
Makes sense.
Pick up on the entertainment world, if that's your...
When's the latest we can put our hand up to put a float in?
Look, just the... Monday before, there I you believe.
Go. So plenty of time. So the reason, if you're sitting at home or in your office and you think, oh, I should show my business off, as you said,
in the
parade, become a float, you've got plenty of time to think about it, get decorating and get in.
And, you know, you don't have to go over the top. You can if you like. Of course, there's great prizes, Ian. There are 6 prizes. There's a new entry this year. We've included rural community.
Okay.
So that's to encourage outlying communities to come and... show themselves off, show that they still exist, because, you know, they're depleting on populations out there, but golly, they're still there and thriving, some of them. So it's an opportunity for them to come. But the prizes are up to $500 for floats. So
yeah, it's great.
It's worth being in.
Mm.
And so the parade will go, and, of course, all our ambassadors will be involved, ambassadors from last year, all the new entrants for this year. Then about 1 o'clock, there'll be judging of the entrance and all the announcements. So that'll be great. That'll be on the lawns right there in the middle of the street. And then, you know, we hope people will hang around for a little while, support all the stall holders. And there's lovely shaded areas there in the middle of Loxton Main Road. And then in the evening, they can finish the day off with Nippy's Gift down on the Oval.
Yeah, that's a great event.
Great event, And then Sunday morning, the last event for the weekend for Mardi Gras is the appreciation service at the Rotunda. And that's a really lovely event too. I've been for the last several years and very much enjoyed it. And each year we honour one of the World War II nurses after whom one of the streets is named at Loxton North. Mm-hmm. And this year it's Nurse Eileen Callahan.
Okay.
So, and there's quite a little ceremony that goes with that and it's all beautiful.
Yeah, it's terrific.
So, weekend in Loxton, the last weekend in February, we've got a Facebook page and we have our online, mm-hmm. where people can enter for the float or find out information. And so that's loxtonmardigras.org.au.